This is Andy Harris. We are joined by Kevin Kelly. And in case you don't know who he is, Kevin is in the show that's in town at the Washington Pavilion, Beauty and the Beast. But Kevin has some local ties. So welcome, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
What part do you play in Beauty and the Beast?
I am in the chorus, the ensemble. I play the bookseller, and I also play a knife and a salt shaker and all those fun things. You get to change your costume and change your character, and it gets to be a lot of fun.
It's kind of cool to have a show in town, and there's also somebody acting in the show who is from the area.
I grew up in Aberdeen, but I went to college at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, so not too far away. I studied musical theater, and that's what I got my degree in.
So what kind of a struggle was it, if it was a struggle, when you got out of college to start landing roles?
It's definitely a tough business, but at the same time, it's very rewarding when you finally get the job. I mean, for Beauty and the Beast, I probably auditioned over the course of 2 years before I actually got the job. And I probably went in 7 or 8 different times, and finally the job opened up, and you know, I was in the right place at the right time, and I got the job.
Persistence pays off.
Absolutely.
So tell us about some of the other shows that you've been involved in.
I was able to do a really great production of the musical Guys and Dolls right in on Long Island. I did that a couple years ago. I also was on the national tour of My Fair Lady, which was a couple years ago, and we toured around for about 9 months. And then I've actually been on Beauty and the Beast. This is my second year with Beauty and the Beast. So I've done this show a little over 450 times.
Does it ever get difficult to keep it fresh when you've done a show that many times?
You know, what's so great about Beauty and the Beast is that it's such an iconic show in the sense that everybody really does know the movie, and the audiences are always so excited to be at the show. And what's great about what I get to do is I'm in all of those numbers that everybody remembers from the movie, and everybody's so excited, and the audience, when they react and when they're laughing and they're applauding, and you know, you can just feel the energy in the audience, and it's so great when you're on stage to feel that. So in that sense, it never really gets old.
That's great. Aside from being in Beauty and the Beast, what has been your favorite role in your career?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think my favorite role so far was actually one I got to do at the University of South Dakota. I had the great opportunity to play Captain Hook in the musical Peter Pan, and that was a lot of fun.
Any actors that have been a major influence on you in your career?
I would have to say, I mean, it's kind of cheesy, but I would absolutely have to say my parents were huge influences on me. They were both local actors in Aberdeen, and they kind of instilled that love of theater and music.
Kevin Kelly, who is in Beauty and the Beast, Tuesday, April 8th, and Wednesday the 9th at the Washington Pavilion. And is it still acceptable to say to an actor, break a leg?
Absolutely.
Well, then, Kevin, break a leg. And all the best tonight, tomorrow, and in your entire career.
Great. Thank you so much.